Fred Film Radio, Festival Mix Milan, Italy.
Questa è Fred Film Radio, qui Francesco Belais dal Festival Mix Milano insieme a Panos Kutras.
Fred Film Radio, we are the Festival Mix in Milan and today we're in company of Panos Kutras, director of Xenia. So Panos, would you describe for our listeners the meaning of your film's title, Xenia?
It means it's an ancient Greek word for hospitality, and at the same time there was a chain of hotels, a very big chain of hotels in the 50s, very expensive one, that was called Xenia, and that these hotels are now most of them abandoned.
Tanti sono i temi affrontati nel tuo film, i due protagonisti sono...
The film's protagonists are Albanians in Greece and one of them is homosexual. So in today's Greece, with Alba Dorada and your new right wing, are homophobia and racism really serious problems?
It's always been. Homophobia has always been the question. It's not only now. It's always been like a thing in Italy as well. I mean, like in most of the planet. It's just okay. We in the West have the human rights since the Second World War, so it starts to get better. But it's always been. Of course, with the extreme right, we have more violence, if you want. But in my opinion, it's always been a very xenophobic and homophobic place.
Uno dei tuoi protagonisti, il fratello, quello più piccolo, che appunto è quello gay, omosessuale, è gay, omosessuale, ma insomma...
In the film, the youngest brother is gay, and despite his very queer approach, he's the strongest and bravest character in the film, and he's afraid of nothing.
Com'è che hai dipinto questo personaggio?
But my idea, exactly, it was that Danny, which is the youngest, he's a double minority, because he's an immigrant and gay. And he's somebody who defends himself, which means that he's not only bullied by the Greeks, but he's bullied by the Albanese. But it seemed to me very important in the last years that we talk about bullying, I wanted to write a gay youth, a gay person who fights back, who is somebody who will not accept it and will fight back and will say, yes, that's what I am. And, you know, I fight back instead of going into my... I know it's not easy. That's why he's an hero. Of the film.
C'è un altro protagonista nel film, insieme a questi due fratelli, che è...
There's a third protagonist, which is a white rabbit. Could you explain this choice of introducing this character?
Di questo animale.
The white rabbit, the childhood friend, fantasy friend of Danny. And this, you know, like many children have imaginary friends, and that's his friend, and that's his, at the same time, it's his childhood. It's something that he wanted to keep, not to grow up, like Peter Pan. In all the films, there are bits of references.
And Alice, the White Rabbit.
Yes.
Alice and the Wonder.
Yeah.
E c'è un'altra protagonista in questo film che veglia dall'alto su tutto e su tutti, quasi come...
Well, we have to say that in a certain way there's another protagonist in the film who's watching over everybody and everything as if she were an Olympus goddess. I'm obviously talking about Patty Bravo. Is she a personal passion of yours that you decided to include in the film?
Ma anche internazionale.
Well, I personally loved her very much when I was a kid, because I used to watch on the television Calcionissima in Greece, so she was one of my favorites. She was the most blonde with no eyebrows, divina with a voice, and I loved her, and because she's exactly what you say, I wanted to work on a gay icon. As a gay child, I always had gay icons, and I wanted to speak in the film about that. I loved Mina, I loved Raffaella Carrà, I loved Gabriella Ferri, I loved her. But Patty Bravo did the thing to me. Everybody has taste.
Is Patty Bravo really that popular in Greece?
Especially at that time, probably a bit less, like in France, a bit less nowadays. But yes, she was a huge star, I think, all over Europe, yes.
Dunque, Patty Pravo nella sua lunghissima
carriera. A lot of great directors chased Patty Pravo to have her in their film. So I was wondering, like, she said no to directors like Fellini and Antonioni. So we're all wondering, how did you manage to convince her to appear in your film?
I didn't know that. I heard that yesterday. And probably there is a beginning for everything. You know, now she's going to do lots of movies. I don't know.
Senti, il film uscirà anche in Italia a fine agosto, se non sbaglio.
Senia will come out in August in Italy. So what's going to be the Italian title?
Sarà il titolo italiano.
I think it's Pazza Idea and probably Pazza Idea Xenia or only Pazza Idea.
Ok, allora ringraziamo Panos Kutras.
Thank you, Panos Kutras, director of Xenia, for being here with us on Fred Film Radio. And we've been talking to Panos Kutras, director of Xenia, at Festival Mix in Milan, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.